yet better thus, and known to be contemned, than still contemned and flattered, to be worst, the lowest and most dejected thing of fortune, stands still in esperance, lives not in fear. The lamentable change is from the best. The worst returns to laughter. Welcome, then, thou unsubstantial air that I embrace. The wretch that thou hast blown unto the worst owes nothing to thy blasts. But who comes here?
My father, poorly led. World, world, oh world! But that thy strange mutations make us hate thee, life would not yield to age.
Oh, my good lord, I have been your tenant and your father's tenant these 80 years.
Away, get thee away. Good friend, be gone. Thy comforts can do me no good at all. Thee they may hurt.
You cannot see your way.
I have no way, and therefore want no eyes. I stumbled when I saw. Full oft 'tis seen our means secure us, and our mere defects prove our commodities. Oh, dear son Edgar, the food of thy abused father's wrath, might I but live to see thee in my touch, I'd say I had eyes again.
How now? Who's there?
Oh, God, who wist can say I am at the worst? I am worse than e'er I was.
'Tis poor mad Tom.
And worse I may be, yet the worst is not, so long as we can say this is the worst.
Fellow, where goest?
Is it a beggar man?
Madman and beggar too.
He has some reason, else he could not beg. In the last night's storm, I such a fellow saw which made me think a man a worm. My son came then into my mind, and yet my mind was then scarce friends with him. I have heard more since. As flies to wanton boys are we to the gods. They kill us for their sport.
How should this be? Bad is the trade that must play fool to sorrow, angering itself and others. Bless thee, master!
Is that the naked fellow?
Aye, my lord.
Then prithee, get thee gone. If for my sake thou wilt o'ertake us hence a mile or twain i' the way toward Dover, do it for ancient love, and bring some covering for this naked soul which I'll entreat to lead me.
Alack, sir, he is mad.
'Tis the time's plague when madmen lead the blind. Do as I bid thee, or rather do thy pleasure. Above the rest, begone.
I'll bring him the best apparel that I have. Come on, what will.
Sirrah, naked fellow.
Poor Tom's are cold. I cannot daub it further.
Come hither, fellow.
And yet I must. Bless thy sweet eyes, they bleed.
Knowest thou the way to Dover?
Both stile and gate, horseway and footpath. Poor Tom hath been scared out of his good wits. Bless thee, goodman's son, from the foul fiend. Five fiends have been in poor Tom at once. Of lust as Obidicat, Abididin's prince of dumbness, Mahu of stealing, Modo of murder, Flibbidi-Gibbet of mopping and mowing, who since possesses chambermaids and waiting women. So bless thee, master.
Here, take this purse, thou whom the heaven's plagues have humbled to all strokes. That I am wretched makes thee the happier. Heaven's deal so still. Let the superfluous and lust-dieted man that slaves your ordinance, that will not see because he does not feel, feel your power quickly, so distribution should undo excess and each man have enough. Dost thou know, Dover?
Aye, master.
There is a cliff whose high and bending head looks fearfully in the confined deep. Bring me but to the very brim of it, and I'll repair the misery thou dost bear with something rich about me. From that place I shall no leading need.
Give me thy arm. Poor Tom shall lead thee.